Welcome to another episode of Ananda Marga Dharmacast. This is a podcast series looking at topics in spirituality using the teachings of Sri Sri Anandamurti as our base. So for this episode, recently I got a question. Someone asked, that person said, what are the stages of mantra meditation? What are the stages that people go through when they begin this practice? So there is an essay in the works of Anandamurti, not one, but the several, but I found one in a place called Anandavachanamritam, part 33, and it's called Kendriya, Vyatireka, Jatamana, and Vashikara. Not in that order, though. But those are Sanskrit words which describe some of the stages that people go through. So I'd like to look at this question from that standpoint. So the first stage is called Jatamana in Sanskrit. But for yogis or people who begin, they know it as the difficult starting phase. Even you feel like you're just trying to meditate. Why is it difficult? It's difficult because we are trying to make our sensory and our motor organs just rest peacefully, and they we try to bring them into the mind, but only we're already just scratching the surface of the mind. And that surface of the mind is called the chitta in Sanskrit. It's just that it's the outermost portion of the mind. So in this stage, we're just trying to do it. So we have problems. Our body may give us a problem. Our mind is racing here and there, and we're seeing this image and that image. Even though our eyes are closed, we're thinking this, we're thinking that. It's really uncontrolled. It's an uncontrolled situation. But we're trying to, through a habit of sitting and doing the exercise of meditating on the instructions, the method of how to set up the mind and how to repeat the mantra. So we're just trying in this stage. So that's what's called Jatamana. Also, there's a very interesting phenomenon that happens. I experienced it. But what you find is that even it feels like the whole environment is conspiring against you, your meditation practice. It means that sometimes your friends, even, or your people around you, they don't encourage you, they discourage you. I lived with some people some of them didn't believe in meditation very much, and when I went in to meditate, they put up some loud music. But you know what happens? After a while, even those people, they will see that you're sincere in your practice. They give up, and then you continue meditating, and you'll be in peace. So in this first stage, the mind will have to somehow come to some kind of a rest, even though you're struggling, and even the environment will also eventually quiet down. So that's the first stage. It's a hard stage. And that's why I tell people, in this first stage, you just keep doing it. Just do it don't expect a big result, but just keep doing it. And I tell people, give it 3 months of steady practice before you give up. Give it at least 3 months. So that's the first stage, difficult stage. But we can make it through it. In the second stage, it's called Vyatireka in Sanskrit. But what it means is that we're going deeper into the mind. So the outermost portion of the mind is called the chitta. This is, you could envision it as a screen. It's a screen. All the different images that we see outside us, and they're projected on this screen. And we see the screen. We're not actually seeing the outside. We're seeing the screen because the energy has to come into the photons have to come in, hit the optic nerve and then to retina. It's actually part of the brain is actually doing the seeing. But anyway, it's the chitta. The chitta is where all these images are. It's the plastic part of the mind. So in the first stage, we were just trying to get there. But in the second stage, what happens is the chitta is we're going deeper from that part of the mind into another part of the mind. And that part of the mind is the ego. It's a place where you say, I'm here, I can this, I can do that, I can see that, I can say that, I can sing this, I can dance, I can do so many things. It's so we're going into that part of the mind. So in the second phase, that's the theoretical part, but the practical part is that you will begin to feel some composure and you feel, yes, I'm really doing meditation. In the first stage, you'd think, I'm sitting here, but am I really doing this properly? You don't know. But in the second stage, you feel, I'm feeling a little bit of peace. So this is a very good place to go to. So we have to persevere in order to get to that second place, the second phase, the Vyatireka in Sanskrit. But the Sanskrit word is not an important thing, is to continue your practice, get through that difficult first stage, and settle down into more peace in your meditation practice. Then we go into the third stage. The third stage is called Ekendriya. And Ekendriya is when we're going still deeper into the mind. So in the second phase, we were bringing our mind, we're bringing our senses, we're bringing everything into Aham, which is the active part. But in this part, we go into the Mahat, which is the existential I. We're here in this part, we feel I exist. Not, I may not be doing anything, but I just exist here. So we're going into this existential part of the mind. It's a deeper part of the mind. And it's also, your meditation can be deeper in this third phase. But there is a hidden obstacle that's also often associated with the third stage. It's called Ekendriya. Ekendriya means one organ. Indriya is an organ. Ek means one organ, Ekendriya. So what is that? What happens is that for some people who don't have the proper guidance of a guru, when they do deep meditation, they get a power over certain one part of their mind, one organ, and they can actually do occult things which are not normal. Sometimes they get into trouble with that. And there's a very interesting story of a famous story of a Tibetan yogi named Milarepa. And before he went on a proper spiritual path, he was doing something like black magic, and he was using his mind to do harm to others. He was bringing stones, boulders would fall on his enemies' fields, ruining the crops, things like that. A lot of nasty things, which caused him a lot of karmic difficulty later in life. So this is some part of that third phase, but generally for people who are following meditation under a proper system of guidance, they don't run into that problem. But that it can happen. So anyway, but this is, we go in more into the existential phase of the mind, pure existence, feeling of I exist. You know, it's a very good feeling, but that's not the final step. And that's also one of the things too, regarding the occult powers. We should not be satisfied with little things. These are like the toys on the way. Even if you learned how to levitate or do something really strange like that, that's not, it's not the goal of life to levitate. You can also get a hovercraft and you can skim over the ocean with that. You're kind of levitating over the surface. Mechanically, you can do that. But that's not what we want. We want union with the Supreme One, with God. So in the third phase, in the fourth phase, excuse me, we get to a place called Vashikara. And there, this existential feeling is merged into the soul. And that's the goal. The mind merges into consciousness and individual consciousness and then into the universal consciousness. This is yoga. This is union. So this is the goal. So in the fourth stage, people will get that feeling more and more that they're one with that supreme entity. So these are the stages and we have to go through them. And many times, even though we've been meditating for years, sometimes you can feel like you're stuck right back in the first phase, because if you don't have the proper conditions for meditation and you didn't cultivate your mind in the right way and you had a rough day, sometimes it can feel like that. But if you continue and continue, you will get through the harder parts and you'll enjoy your meditation. So, as I said before, you have to persevere. That's the only way to do it. But the goal is very great. So when the goal is great, you have to expect some kind of obstacles and difficulties. But the obstacles and difficulties are never greater than our inherent capacity, because within each person there's a tremendous capacity, and so we're all underachievers in this sense. So we should reach up to our full potential. That's what we're trying to do. So that's all I want to say about this four phases, and you can read more about them in this essay which I mentioned. You can find them in the electronic edition of Sri P.R. Sarkar, which I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And you can find it in that one essay from Ananda Vachanamrita in part 33. But there are several. In fact, there's almost a whole book written about these stages of meditation. So it's a very interesting topic. So I thank the person who asked me that. And if you're out there listening and you have some questions that you want addressed, put a comment. You can ask the question in a comment, or you can contact me directly with an email. And you can look below and you can find my contact details and you can do that. So I thank you all for being here today. And I want to just one more small request. If you liked what you were listening to and seeing, then give it a thumbs up, give it a positive rating, make a comment, share it with some people. That will help me to reach more people. That's all. And I'll be back again. I have some more subjects and topics lined up. I would like to share them with you. So I conclude with the namaskar. It means I salute you with my mind and my heart. Take care.